Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Moho Capital. This is the OAccess Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa, episode 26.
You drive past my scheme before you reach Yardie scheme. My scheme name Nitty Gritty. Ask Yardie. Yardie can tell you my scheme, different scheme. My scheme, guns them up. We have all kind of thing, Mujee. We have Berta, we have Cheap Black, we have Ruger, we have Luger, we have 9X. We have 45, we have all type of thing, dog. We have AK. We have AK. Real life.
In a madman clothes. Yes! Satnap froze. Hey guys, what's up? I'm back. Yes, we are back with Reasonings with Odessa. Now, you're just listening to a track called Badness. I don't know how much I want to know bad, but this you is bad. This you that is doing this track, his name's Millions, and we're going to be talking to him a little later. But I just wanted to kind of flip it and just kind of say a big, big ups to Wyclef, Lauren, and Praz, as well as Salam Remy, because it's actually 25 years right now of a baddest album, one of the baddest hip-hop albums called The Score. And I would like everybody to just run back and go and listen to that on any of your streaming platforms, because that album was a life changer for me. It was a total life changer for me and for the people that I spoke about just then. So big up again to Salam Remy. Big up again to Wyclef, Family, Praz, and Lauren. The Score, 25 years. It's a really big deal. I just want to thank everybody that shared, liked, reposted the last podcast we did with Savannah, especially the visual one. It's actually the biggest numbers that I have got thus far. So audio guys, if you also want to see something on Reasonings, you can go to oaccessjamaica.com, YouTube, with Depandat. Guys, UK hip hop. I want to big up all of the UK peeps listening, producing, doing UK rap right now, because it's so good. I have been harping about it on my Twitter account, and like people like Pasalu, Backrow G, I want to big up the Fanatics, I want to big up Freddo, I want to big up everybody. Cash, like, you guys are doing so well, and it's just waving that flag, and you're also representing where you're from at the same time, not just UK but your other culture, and just keep doing what you're doing, because I love it.
Naive to think everyone around me had my best intentions. Whether you like me or not, man, can't throw dirt when my name gets mentioned. If I really do what I want to do, this.
All right, speaking of UK hip hop, UK rap, UK drill, I got a chance to sit down with one of the UK's rising hip hop artists. His name is Millions, and I was just thankful that we finally got to connect in person, because we actually did a one like from last year, April, but it was a little apple in teeth, as you'll hear in the podcast coming up. This guy is just so unique. It's something special about him. I mean, I know he talks a lot about guns and badness and all of that, but his art form, his storytelling, it's something that for me it's just dope. So come in, listen, and get a real vibe. This is Reasonings with Odessa with Millions. All right, so the last time I linked up with this brother, it was via Skype, and now he is actually on the island, so we just said, yo, let's just link up in person and just do the thing. Millions!
What's going on,
bruv?
Nah, you know, chilling.
Yeah? How's the yard? How's the vibes in the yard?
Calm, man.
Calm?
Calm.
Where are you there? You in country or you in town?
Everywhere, but I was in town last night. So.
Nice. My man's got his grills in for me. I feel good. He's blushing. I feel nice. Anyway, reasonings wouldn't be a reasonings without having some alcohol. So, Bottega, and you're drinking?
Rum and strawberry lemonade.
All right, give us a little cheers before we kick it off and bless up the place. Nice. All right, so you, the last time we did it via Skype, and we got to know each other a little bit more, and I'm actually happy that you're here in person with me. So for those that don't know, because most Yardies are kind of getting to know who you are a little bit more now, Millions is from Birmingham. Tell us about a little bit about your background and that kind of thing, and how you got started really in hip-hop.
Probably my mom does music, like my family do music, but my mom does music as well. So I think from I was young, I was around it. So it's kind of, as a group, it kind of just made sense to just get involved and just jump in. It's worked.
Yeah. Last time we spoke, I was really shocked because I said to you, grime. You know, there's drill, there's grime, and how did you get started? And you said you actually fell in love with music through dancehall and bashment. And that was shocking for me that you're a drill artist, but your inspiration is dancehall. And that's just, you know, what kind of dancehall did you grow up listening to? Is it more the 90s era or a bit further back?
Past that. So 2000. Yeah. 2007, 8, from then.
Yeah. So who's your favorite dancehall artist right now, currently? Right now. Yeah.
That's Rocky.
No, man. I know everybody said, nah, we're not going to mash it up.
Vibes is probably still.
Cartel still. What is it about Cartel? Is it the lyricist? Is a lyricist like yourself?
Yeah, you love? He can do anything and it is versatile. And yeah, the lyricist.
What is it? So you said you love being in Jamaica because it's calm. It's calming. Why? How does that differ from being in Birmingham? I'm a Londoner. I've only been to Birmingham like twice for carnival. Right? What's the vibe? What's the difference, the contrast between being here in Jamaica and the calmness and being in Birmingham?
England's fast, man. Like, everything's non-stop. Here is a bit more relaxing and everyone's just taking their time doing whatever they're doing. Not really caring. Everyone's doing their own thing. England's a bit more. It's faster. You've got to be always doing something in England.
When you're in England, what do you miss the most about Yard? Apart from the calmness?
Food.
The food? What do you eat when you're there?
Everything, man. Not everything, no.
You don't eat pork, like me, yeah.
Everything, man.
Yeah?
A lot of fruit as well. I don't really eat fruit like that.
Me too. All right, so remember, I don't know if you rehearsed this, but remember I asked you about, I'm doing this thing where I love gun tune. And I'm like, I want you to give me your three top gun tunes that touch your soul. Because you know you go to the dance hall, right? And you're just like, yo, bomba clara, chunia, la chunia. And it's not that you're going to be violent or anything, or you're going to go out and incite violence or anything, but there's a thing about dancehall gun tunes that touch your soul, which touch my soul anyway. So I don't know if you've got, give me three offhand.
I think it's still the same, you know.
Which is what?
Javelani.
Uh-huh.
Wild Side, I think it's called. Massacre. What's that tune called again? Massacre. I don't know. What's the cylinder? Demagodeb, that one. And I like TJ.
Same three.
I'm sure that's the same three.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is. What is it that you love about those particular songs? Is it wordplay? Is it
It's angry, it just gets you mad.
So people that are watching, like, there's a lot of people that don't understand the difference between grime and drill. Some of them don't even understand the difference between jungle, grime, or whatever. Can you explain that a little bit? to my listeners and my viewers?
I think grime's more lyrical, faster tempo. Jewel's more violent, a bit one. And I think there's more rhythm in Jewel. Like, you can make dances and that to Jewel. Like, yeah, I think grime's a bit more, it's quick and you more.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're saying a lot, you're saying more, basically, in grime, I think, personally.
What, you're known for, like, rhyming on a, like, an offbeat kind of vibe. Is it something that you quested out to do, you wanted to do, or is it something that you just, it's a vibe, it's just your thing, it's millions?
Nah, it's my thing still, but obviously the way I write is mad, so I don't write to the beat, so I've got to kind of force, match the bars to the beat, but because it's not on the beat at the start, it's already off, but I kind of try and keep it like that throughout the whole thing, I mean, because it makes it a bit skippier.
Do you listen to, there's somebody that, when I heard you first, I remembered there was a track, I don't know if you've heard it, where, back in the day, because I'm old school, John Forte from a rapper back in the day on the Fugees Cowboys, and he did a thing where he went offbeat on it, and that's when I was like, when I first heard your tracks, I think it was just Wipery first before your North Ends one, and I was just like, this guy reminds me a bit of John Forte and a bit of Pete Rock from way back in the day that did another track with Run DMC called Down With The Kings when he went offbeat. But your thing is just, it's different. His wordplay is different. It's the freshest thing. I read something where you want to, you know, you're into clothing and you want to get your own clothing line and that kind of thing. Is that something that you're currently working on?
No, not at the moment. Not at the moment, but the kind of brands thing, I'm kind of working on it, but not my own clothing line. Not at the moment, but I'm on it still.
What kind of vibe is it going to be? Who's like your favourite designers, per se?
Black Off-White.
Virgil.
Yeah. You know me, I'm a bit plain, you know. So I like Nike and it. And Zara and it. But, depends still. I like everything still, but just little bits.
Nice. Well, your trip to Nairobi, how was that experience for you? Was it your first time you've ever been to Africa?
Yeah.
And what's the feeling when you landed in Africa for the first time?
It's mad. It was cold though, man. But it was good, man. It's different because I'm not used to that, innit? It's the same, really. Obviously, it's the same.
Everywhere. Felt the same.
Yeah, everywhere's kind of the same still. And the welcoming as well, like in Kibera.
Why did you want to shoot Lagga in Nigeria? Kenya. Versus just, you know, most rappers won't even think of doing. They will come to Jamaica because if they got Jamaican descent, they'll do that. But you went to Africa to do a video. Coming from Birmingham, and I've never seen most rappers do anything like that, especially somebody so young. And yeah, what made you?
Just wanted to go, you know. That's all it was, and it suited the kind of video I wanted in my mind. I just really wanted to go in it.
You're kind of like, you don't really talk much. It's like pulling blood clot deep. Gotta pull the grills them, so you don't. What is it? Is that something that's always been you want to just kind of have this aura about you that you want people to kind of dig into?
Nah, it's just me, naturally.
Yeah?
Unless I'm around my people and that.
So I'm your peoples now?
Yeah. Well, obviously, cameras on and that's a bit mad, but nah, I do talk, but that's just me, naturally. I'm a bit reserved.
Are you going to let off anything of the projects that you're doing? I know you did one project with my boy Cash.
Yeah.
Cash is my brethren. We linked up here years ago and he just came back from Jamaica. Tell me about that project and what it's like working with somebody that is of Jamaican descent, doing hip-hop in the UK and really pushing the envelope, pushing Jamaica and pushing the culture a little bit more.
Yeah, that Cash tune is mad. It's good still. Obviously, that's for his, I think he's probably put it on his tape. But it's good, man, because before we even recorded the tunes, we was talking for like hours, like just in the studio chilling.
And then it's like, yo, it's getting late, I need to kind of do something, you get me? But I think that kind of added to why the tune's so hard, because it's just natural.
Yeah, I'm going to let off what the vibe is, or do I have to call Cash? I'm going to be like, should I call Cash now and tell him? He's going to be like, nah, don't say nothing.
Cash of millions, innit? So whatever you take from that, money. That's it, I can't really. It's his thing, I can't really. You get me?
It's true, sir. I kind of know you guys off camera, so it's like, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be hard. Are you guys going to talk about filming a video here? Or doing something for it?
We're supposed to do the video for a combo, but we never had enough time. I did that tune 5 days before I come out.
Okay.
So probably, depending on whatever you want to shoot here, I can do it still, but I think it's probably going to be in England.
How would you describe millions in 3 words?
Humble. Probably funny.
Okay, yeah. Because I've seen the funny side of you, so I can keep that. I can keep that. Tell me about your project. Is there anything that you guys can let off on your, like, you haven't got an album out yet. Is it going to be an album? Is it going to be an EP? Is there anything that you can kind of give me on the next project?
The one I'm looking to draw, none of the songs are out yet, so it's going to be fresh songs. And I don't know, just all bangers. I don't know what to say about it still. But that's complete, so I'm doing another one, yeah.
Nice.
I'm already done.
So you link with Poppy. You're going to put Poppy, is there anybody that's going to be on this project?
On this one,
yeah.
Yeah. Hope so,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know yet though. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that I want to say? I don't know. Oh yeah, I want to ask about the girl then. Do you have a woman?
It's complicated.
No, man, it can't be complicated. It's like Facebook. This is Reasons.
Yeah.
You're not answering, guys.
Yeah. Complicated.
What kind of woman you like? Facting, rounding, lighty, darky, tall, old, young.
I ain't really got a type, you know.
Yeah?
No, not really got a type.
Ladies, he hasn't got a type, okay?
No. That doesn't mean anything goes. It just means, I don't know. I haven't really got a type, just have to vibe.
You know I'm going to ask that question. You know, I was going to ask that question. All right, so I don't know what else to say because you're just like, it's a lot more comfortable now, though, than the first one we did. First one we did is just like a vibe. Is there anybody, like, is there anything that you've listened to since you've been here that you're just like, what's the state of drill right now?
In what sense?
Is there still a buzz going on with it?
Yeah.
Where would you want to see the art form travel beyond the UK?
What, drill?
Yeah.
I think America, like New York drill, Chicago drill, I think it could cross over a bit better. I think it started, but not as far as it can go. I think it takes one person to watch drill and it should work still.
Did you see the thing that I sent you about Cromaricans, the Ghanaian drill artist?
I seen it, but I didn't
look at it. You didn't look at it yet. It's a bit, it's cool.
It's hard.
And I heard Virgil is doing, you know, some projects with them as well, in Ghana as well. It's just amazing how the art form is like, it's so global, and but Jamaicans haven't really catched on to it as yet. But, you know, Africa, Chicago, Canada, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, Canada as well. Yeah, they are.
Is there anybody in Canada that you know that you can expose us to that's wicked? And
there's someone called Bunny, but he died over there actually.
Oh man.
Yeah. There's a few, I forgot them, but they're not even really drill, to be fair, actually. They're a bit more wavy over there, but yeah, Canadians are all the best.
Yeah.
I said it was longer last night.
It was longer because I was like pulling teeth.
I know. it's even worse for my
hair. I was pulling teeth, and then we had to set up, and then you had to, you know, we're still vibing. It's not going to end like that. Still asks about the girl thing. What would you, yeah, since you're single, or you're not single, I just want to get some things because the girl and I'm like, oh my God, you're talking to me, yes, he's so cute. So, what was your ideal date?
Right now. Firstly, for this date in general.
If I'm in Jamaica, so we're in Jamaica right now,
yeah.
Where would you carry me on a date?
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey.
Jamaica, probably. Beach. Beach and bar.
Beach and bar?
Yeah. Beach, get some fish, hold a drink. Chill.
All right. Wait, if you're in Birmingham, where's a nice place to go? I don't know Birmingham.
Rocky, I don't think there is anywhere to go.
What are you saying? Rocky's
nowhere to go.
It's Rocky. That's not good. Probably. See, that's a business idea.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Not really.
All right. So where are you lot going now?
Studio.
To work with who?
No, one up to there.
Just you alone?
Yeah.
Have you got any fresh beats or anything that you put out? That did anybody link you with anything since you've been promoting it?
Since I've been in York?
Yeah.
Just like beats and people wanting to link up and artists and all. Yeah.
I suggest Teflon.
Yeah, I've linked him already.
Nice.
I was supposed to link him today.
Yeah.
Linked him again.
Yeah. Teffy's hot.
He's hot still.
And he now understands the culture a lot more than...
Yeah. That's the thing, I think, if they realise and understood a bit, I think they'd like it, because it's similar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think it's going to take them a bit more time to register them. But I think they do, though, because they get stuck all the time, so.
Huh?
Yeah.
They recognise it?
Yeah. They get stuck all the time.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I got stuck more in Kenya, though, so
that's mad.
I used to get stuck there in Kenya. And got like bare different messages like every 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're big in Dubai. You're big in the Emirates and stuff because I see a lot of people like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
How are you taking all of this in? Because it happened so quickly. It was like December 2019 and then boom.
So every day you just got to take it. You know what's mad? It's like it just happens. It don't happen because you work hard in it and you work every day. It's like it just happens. Like you just wake up and you go to the shop and everyone knows who you are. But at the same time, it's not like that because you're working. If that makes sense, it's weird. Like, it won't make sense, but it's mad though.
But how did it happen? It happened. I read something about you were inside, and then you come out and you did a track, which was on North West, and... You recorded it on a WhatsApp, or you...
No, I recorded it, but I just sent it around on WhatsApp to my people.
So WhatsApp's a new thing to promote tune?
Yeah, back then. No, not even back then, still now. You know, like if you're on a hood vibe.
Yeah.
Send it to a few men, see the reaction.
And then how did it happen after that?
WhatsApp. People saying it was hard, so I put it on Spotify. People saying it was even more harder. So I was... done a video. Well, the video was way after it was out, so it was on Spotify. Obviously, it had like, I don't know, 1,000 plays or something like that. And then I done the video too. Well, from when I done the video, it's the tune is kind of, obviously I leaked it myself in it, so it was already around in Brum.
Mm-hmm.
So the manager of the video was like, Brum's already kind of heard the tune, so it was good. So we just came to London and all that overseas to listen to it.
What is it you love about London the most? Nothing. You're straight yardy, man.
It's good for network. It's good for networking. Like, everybody's there, is doing something. You know, you can't be in London and stagnant because you just get
It's true. It's true.
That's just good for that. Like, and you can, it makes you have ambition, because you grow up in London, you're seeing big things, like, there's this mad stuff that Brown would not see. So,
but then again, I grew up with some youth that never even went to central London, they just stayed in their estates.
That's one of the things, though.
What is it that you'd say to somebody that just thinks the estates is just their world and that's it?
There's more to life than that, obviously. And it's not hard. Well, it is hard, but it's achievable.
I don't know what else I was going to say. Things came in and then they come out because it's just a vibe. And what was I going to say? Can you dance?
No.
It's just random.
No,
your boxes or briefs?
Yeah. Boxes, briefs, the funny thing. Boxers straight. I used to like the loose, you know, the loose jaw ones. Do you know which ones I'm talking about?
No, I take off my, I just take them off, you know. I don't even pre it too tough.
Yeah.
Like, take it off, and that's it. I don't really pre it too tough.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta pre, man.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce, gosh, she's a bit more. Not really know a lot in it. She's a bit more like reserved. Rihanna looks like it, yeah.
Rihanna could get it.
Could get mad. No, both of them. But Rihanna could get messy still.
Yeah.
Yeah, fully. Fully still.
ZZ Mills or Odessa?
Odessa.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Tell me why.
Chocolate skin.
Alright, I'm like the chocolate, sis. Alright. I'm not blushing though. Not yet. No, not yet.
Soon.
It's gonna take a bit of time.
20 minutes.
I told you I'm gangster.
Yeah, that's what you said. That's
yes. I'm not a good girl, but I'm a gangster.
What does that mean though?
It means that there's certain things I'm not gonna do. When girls say I'm a bad girl, I'm a bad bitch, that ain't me. But if certain things happen, I'm one of those girls that would just make a one call or sort out something.
Everybody did.
Easy.
That's how it goes.
All right, so this is Millions. We're going to leave out with one of his tracks. I still like Billions. I think Billions is one of my favourite tracks, actually. But I can't flow. And what is the Millions flow? Which is the offbeat vibe, is that it?
Yes, it's undetectable. Yes, it's hard to gauge.
Is that, that's your personality as well? So your flow is a bit more like your personality. It is hard to gauge, but I'll gauge you. Don't worry. Don't worry. All right, that's it. This is Reasonings with me, Odessa. It's me and Millions. Billions, flow. Oh, and we out.
Everyone cutting man start every day, new you with a Millions flow. Switched it up, put my dark skin on the M-way, had my lighty bringing in smoke. This girl wanna fuck Millions, no. Ho, you best get my niggas involved. Make my first meal by 2021 and I'll change my name to Billions, bro. Billions, bro. Billions, bro.
Hey, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at OAccess Jamaica. All right, thank you. Ha. Big up yourself, Millions. Call him Lagger Bay. You will always be Lagger Bay for me. What's so cool about this interview is that I was actually the first sit-down interview that he has ever really done. So big things are gone. All right, guys, until the next interview, which is going to be another huge one, I'm Odessa, your host. Linkage laters. Peace. Reasonings with Odessa is brought to you by OAccess Media and Ideas Evolution.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room. I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.